From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. State media in Turkey say Turkish ground forces have crossed the border into a Syrian Kurdish enclave where fighting there continues. Reuters correspondent Scarlett Svadalovich reports.
Turkish ground forces pushed into Syria's Afrin province on Sunday as the country vowed to crush the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia. That group, supported by the United States but seen as a terrorist organization by Turkey, says it repulsed the Turks and their allies after fierce clashes. The Turkish military claims to have hit over 150 targets so far, killing six civilians and three YPG fighters, but are accused by the YPG of striking civilian districts and a camp for the displaced. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan's spokesman tweeted that the operation, labelled Olive Branch, was going well. The YPG said their people would not surrender and that they will protect their supporters in Afrin.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said on Sunday that Turkey did alert the United States before striking the U.S.-allied Kurdish militia in northern Syria. Vice President Mike Pence is in Jordan, just one of the countries he'll be visiting during his four-day trip to the Middle East. He spoke to American troops there about the budget stalemate in Congress.
You know, I'm sure you're all aware of what's going on in Washington, D.C. Despite bipartisan support for a budget resolution, a minority in the Senate has decided to play politics with military pay. But you deserve better. You and your family shouldn't have to worry for 1 minute about whether you're going to get paid as you serve in the uniform of the United States.
Earlier, Pence met with Jordan's King Abdullah, who expressed his concern about Washington's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This is VOA News. Afghan commando forces have ended an overnight siege at the Intercontinental Hotel in the capital, Kabul, that resulted in the deaths of at least 18 people, including 14 foreign nationals. The siege lasted nearly 14 hours, during which all five attackers either blew themselves up or were gunned down by Afghan forces. The World Food Program warns food shortages and undernutrition in Myanmar's Rakhine State are seriously affecting the health of women and children. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
More than 1 million Rohingyas lived in Myanmar's Rakhine State before a brutal military crackdown against the civilian population began in late August. Since then, more than 655,000 refugees have fled to Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh. Myanmar authorities have cut off access by the UN and other international organizations to Rakhine State. But local aid workers are allowed to distribute a limited amount of aid to the Rohingyas. Before the mass exodus, the World Food Program provided aid for some 250,000 people across Rakhine State. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lusher says that number has gone down, but with the help of local staff on the ground, WFP is succeeding in gradually reaching more people. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The top Senate leaders traded barbs and blame Sunday for the partial U.S. government shutdown, but there did not appear to be an immediate end in sight to the two-day stalemate. Republican and Democratic lawmakers disagree about federal spending and immigration issues. The Senate and House of Representatives opened rare Sunday sessions in search of a way to end the shutdown before Monday, when several hundred thousand federal workers could be furloughed and government services curtailed. A day after women commemorated the one-year anniversary of the Women's March in the United States, thousands of people marched in solidarity Sunday throughout Europe and Australia. A rally touting the message "Power to the Polls" also began in Las Vegas, Nevada, Sunday morning, where activists and members of Congress were expected to speak with a focus on voter registration. Hours earlier, thousands of women marched in London, Paris, Sydney, and other European and Australian cities in solidarity with the rallies in the U.S., many of them opposing President Trump. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.